Let me take just a moment for a news update before the break. For a long time, the Basque separatist group ETA has been trying to shut itself down. Years ago, for example, it announced an end to its armed activity. That's what ETA called its decades-long record of assassinations and terrorist attacks in Spain. All told, that campaign left more than 800 people dead. But ETA did not get anywhere near achieving its goal of a separate Basque nation through violence. And this week, the group made it official.
ETA, Organización Socialista Revolucionaria Vasca de Liberación Nacional, quiere informar al pueblo vasco del final de su trayectoria.
That's from an audio recording obtained by the BBC, where an ETA member reads a statement announcing that the group has effectively ceased to exist. The announcement did not surprise many Spaniards, or even many people in the Basque region itself, where the BBC's Tom Burridge went to gather reaction.
I mean, public opinion turned against this group in the late 90s after a series of high-profile assassinations. 7 years ago, it announced a ceasefire. It's been decommissioning weapons in the last few years via international mediators. But this statement confirms that the group is no more. But it also says in the statement that the ex-members of ETA, those who support the group, are now in support of the very goal that they've always sought, the creation of a separatist Basque state, and they'll do that now via democratic, peaceful means, and they have been in recent years. We spoke to one man whose father was assassinated by ETA in 1996, shot at point-blank range, and he said this statement is pure propaganda. That's the way it's seen by the Spanish government, and that's the way it will be seen by many people across Spain. ETA will always be, in their eyes, a terrorist organisation that killed more than 800 people in a brutal campaign of violence.
The BBC's Tom Burridge in the Basque city of San Sebastian. By the way, Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy issued a statement of his own this week on ETA.
ETA puede anunciar su desaparición, pero no desaparecen ni sus crímenes ni la acción de la justicia para perseguirlos y castigarlos.
Rajoy said ETA can announce its own disappearance if it wants. What will not disappear, he added, are the government's efforts to bring ETA members to justice and punish them for their crimes.